It took just 14 days for the first Paycheck Protection Program to run out of money. The $349 billion appropriated to help small businesses was assigned in 2 weeks to over 1.6 million loans. Unfortunately, not many farmers and ranchers were among them. The American Farm Bureau Federation says just over 46,000 approved loans were to the agriculture, forestry, fishing, and hunting sector. The loans represent only 1.3% of the total approved funding and 2.8% of approved applications. That's shockingly low. Also, of the 20 subsectors the Small Business Administration reported on, the agriculture, forestry, fishing, and hunting sector had the lowest average loan approval. What happened? Well, agriculture was late to the lending table, and it's really not its fault. The Small Business Administration's lack of familiarity with agriculture caused delays and confusion in rules and processes. Farmers and ranchers and the SBA know very little about each other. Agricultural enterprises are different than many other small businesses. Some lenders familiar with agriculture were not approved for the initial program. Those issues and some others made the learning curve way too steep. Farmers and ranchers had less than 48 hours to apply between the time guidance for applications were released and the time program funding ran out. It appears Congress is wanting to put additional dollars into the Paycheck Protection Program. That would be of great help to Texas farmers and ranchers who need assistance because of COVID-19 impacts. Let's just hope in the second round, processes do not force them to be again, a day late and a dollar short. I'm Gary Joyner, and this is your Texas Agriculture Minute.